League Podcast Time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 313 of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. My co-host is Kevin. What is going on, man?
Hey, man, not much. Stuck inside. Well, not really, but everyone is.
Yeah, quarantine time. It's a weird time to be existing.
It is, very much indeed.
You know, it feels like we're at the very beginning of something that's never going to end. And
yeah,
4 weeks are going to look back and be like, holy smokes, that was wild, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, at least. Kind of like this whole SARS outbreak that happened in Toronto, where you're like, well, that was a weird time. We threw a concert.
Yeah, right.
And now you can't do a concert.
Stuff is just crazy. So, yeah, obviously we're talking about the coronavirus and all that. So,
yeah,
hopefully, if you're a listener of the show, we can provide a little bit of entertainment while you're maybe shut in or driving to work or being forced to go to work and you don't want to and all that. So,
Something to do at your desk. Watch me. Watch his face.
Have you heard anything silly so far? Have you overheard anything that particularly made you laugh about the coronavirus? Maybe you're at the store or anything like that?
Not really, no.
I
was talking to a guy today about it, but that was it.
No joke, man. I was at the store, and at the checkout line, this lady said something to the effect of, like, this reminds me of the polio thing. As though polio was an overblown, like, people freaked out over nothing because it doesn't exist now. And I just wanted to shake her and be like, lady, it worked. Polio would have sucked to have, you dum-dum.
Yeah.
So there was a lady equating this to polio.
I've seen people be like, oh, we survived the Black Plague. I'm like, you weren't there for that.
Yeah, so this lady was there for polio.
Yeah.
I'm like, you thought polio was fake, man?
Yeah, a lot of people think that this is government made and all
not
that.
Not a lot of people, Kevin. Just
no, there's a lot of people.
You're on Twitter too much. I'm telling you, you are on Twitter too much. Those are not real people. Those are fake opinions, huh?
What else am I supposed to do at work? Work?
That I can't tell you. But that's why you hate. That's why you think there's a bunch of. That's why you think half the country is a conspiracy theorist, and that's why.
Yep.
You hate modern society.
So we can no longer see each other?
It's Twitter.
Because the borders are closed.
Our borders are closed, man. Now you are so far away.
Yeah.
now I can go see. You are a world apart.
Yeah. And we are in a state of emergency, which sounds more scary than it really is.
More preventative, more being
more
cautious.
Government something, yeah. It just sounds like... like, it sounds like really crazy. Like the game state of emergency. I was thinking that. Like, holy fuck, we're going to die.
You hear lots of people talking about the division and all of that right now. As I do want to make a little joke or make some sort of light about coronavirus just to give some brevity to it. No, levity, not brevity. That's shortness. Maybe we'll have a brevity of a show. Maybe we'll get it in under an hour tonight. But I'm not meaning to actually make light of it. It is really serious. And I'm, for one, in support of all the precautions. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So if I'm making a joke about Corona or coronavirus, please know that it is intended for entertainment.
I think everything should shut down. So that's where I am. Except for pharmacies. Speaking of which, have you played the State of Emergency?
No, I have not played State of Emergency.
I thought it was a, it was made by Rockstar right after Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
And I bought it, and it was one of the worst games I've ever played. Imagine Dead Rising.
Okay.
But it says zombies, it's people. You like beat up people and just there's just crowds of people running in a mall.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the game. There's no real point to it from what I remember. They made two of them. Two. Yeah. So that game blows. Don't buy it. Don't ever play it.
Yeah. I've never played a bunch of post-apocalyptic stuff to, you know, get in the mood to play right now. I actually have been, since we didn't record last week, you actually have a good bit of games to talk about.
Yes, you do. I have a weird one, so.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about it, so I'm eager to hear you talk about that. But I do want to, I think I mentioned the show Devs last episode, maybe. Maybe not.
Devs who?
There's a TV show called Devs. Is this ringing a bell?
Not at all.
Great. Okay. Well, I want to talk about Devs real quick. Okay. Shout out to Dumez. You got to check out the show. He probably already knows about it. But it's that Ex Machina director, Alex Garland. I obsess over him every other episode. Yeah. He is the director and writer of this show. And it is a wild, kind of grounded in reality, but far-fetched kind of crazy idea. It is absolutely excellent. If you liked Ex Machina and you liked Annihilation or 28 Days Later, and
where is this, like a Netflix thing or what?
It's on FX and it's on Hulu.
Two things I don't have. Cool. So I'm going to torrent the shit out of that. Or Cody. I'm going to Cody it.
Yeah. Do what you need to do. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's happening, right? So I don't know how the season's going to end. I think the fourth episode is maybe tonight.
Okay.
But man, the first three, I'm in. I don't know what it is about that Alex Garland guy, but something about his style or his aesthetic or his story, I'm in. He just always gets me.
I love that. When you watch a show, you're like, I'm in. You got me. That's how I feel with Mr. Robot. I'm like, I'm in. You got me. I'm totally in.
If you're very lazy and you're reading the back of a box, this could come across as a Mr. Robot, but it is not Mr. Robot at all.
Okay.
There's Big Bad Company and there's very, very smart people related to computers. That's where the similarities stop.
Okay.
But I also got really into Mr. Robot. That first season, when I was in, I was like, yes, this is great. In a different way, I'm into this show that way.
Okay, so I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I got to watch the last season of Mr. Robot because it's not on Prime. It's on Star Stack, whatever the hell that stupid thing is called.
It's called Star. I think here in the States, it's just called Stars. Is it like an HBO, but like generic version, like store brand HBO?
I have no idea. It's part of Prime, but to watch season four, you have to purchase another subscription to something called Stacks or Stars.
Okay.
And then I'm not doing that, so.
Well, I was just wondering, we do have something in the States called Stars, and I'm just wondering if that's what it is, or if it's that weird translation thing where it's just slightly different, even though we're...
I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a States thing. Or a French thing. Je m'appelle Kevin.
I know that. That's some of the French I do know.
That is all I know.
You know, merci. Merci.
Merci. Mercredi, dimanche.
You're already waiting. No, I talked
to you. To sound French, you just have to add, like, okay, I'm going to tell you a sentence in French.
Okay.
And listen to how legit it sounds, okay?
Okay.
Je m'appelle Kevin, mercredi, dimanche, et stylo, et rouge, et crayon. So all I said was pencil, my name, Sunday, and probably Monday. But you add us and oohs in there, and it sounds like you actually, like, you're thinking about what you're saying.
I thought it was because you were adding, like, a throatiness or, like, you're, like, put a lot of phlegm in the back of your throat.
And just, no, like, I noticed it on an airport when I went, like, 20 years ago, because they always say, like, welcome to Canada. Je m'appelle le Canada. And so I always know whenever they speak French, so I go with that. I hear a lot of French here, so.
Yeah.
But video games.
We will talk about games soon. I watched the new Star Wars. I finally got around to watching The Rise of the Skywalker.
Is it the last one? No, I haven't watched it yet.
The end.
I know what happens, but.
It's even hard to have an opinion. It was so gray.
That's good.
Like,
I know what happened, so you can, like, code speak to me.
No, I don't know. I don't even have an opinion, really. It's like, it took me about 5 hours to watch it because I would just be like, I gotta pause. I gotta go do something else.
That ruins the whole thing.
I gotta get up and pee, or I'm like, eh. It was a slog to get through. I didn't care at all how they ended the movie. Like, I didn't care at all what happened. I just was like, I got to get to the finish line. It was weird to not, I didn't, maybe it's because I didn't really fully know what was going on.
I don't know. Were you into the new three Star Wars movies? You weren't.
Enough that I felt like I should see how they kind of wrapped it up.
Yeah. But are you a prequel apologist?
No. I like the originals. That's what you're asking.
The original, everyone loves the originals. The prequels. Okay. Do you like those? Because that's now.
No, I do not. For some reason. I do not like those. I do not enjoy watching those. I have no.
Because people said those are better than these new ones. And I think those people are full of shit. Then again, it's Twitter. So.
Okay. I would agree with you. I think that this trilogy is far better than the prequels.
Absolutely.
I would rather, if I'm going to sit down and watch three of them, I'd rather watch these three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seven's probably the best because it's the closest to the originals, and I think I like
it.
I think I'd rather, if I had to watch eight or nine right now, I think I'd rewatch eight.
Eight is which one?
The one everyone seems to hate. The last one, Ryan Johnson one, the casinos.
Oh, with the weird crystal animals?
Yeah.
Like the glass, yeah. That was pretty forgettable. Is that the one with the big battle scene at the end with the salt?
Yeah.
Oh, I did like that one. Okay.
But it seems to. Regardless, I don't know. I don't care about.
Everyone can eat a bag of farts.
Yeah,
that's what I have to say.
Star Wars is hopefully going to be over for a while. I guess maybe they can just focus on video games because Fallen Order was awesome. Hey, try to leave the call and come back. You're frozen.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Yep. So, well, I guess we can get to as we're waiting for Kevin to join again.
Yo.
Yep. You're unstuck.
Yay. Okay, so now we know when I do a Homer, I will drop the call and come back.
That works. With Skype, that was impossible. So, big up to Discord. Discord is way, way, way better than Skype ever was, so... awesome, man. Well, let's talk about new games before we chat about some other stuff.
There's a couple of things here that, well, four maybe.
There's a handful that are rated as must play, which means they've got a 90% or higher on Metacritic.
Yeah, Narcos. We're talking about Narcos people. Rise of the Cartels.
That's the anti must play. That's what brings down the averages.
Yeah. I guess we can go with the Switch one first. Seems to be it's the oldest one because we haven't covered it. It's going to come out March 20th.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing for the Switch, New Horizon.
A lot of people are excited about this.
Yeah. You Animal Crossing fan? Yes, no, maybe so. I don't know. No, not at all. Have you played any of them?
Nope. No interest to ever play them. Not mine.
Fair.
Don't hate them, but not my. I like listening to people talk about them. I like that people are into it.
Yeah, I wrote an article for Paranerds was called Addicted to Animal Crossing, mm-hmm. and it was about how addicted I was to Animal Crossing, and that's why I'm not buying this one, because I can't be addicted to Animal Crossing.
Hey, put it up as a PSA on our site. It'd be the first archive article you bring back.
Because actually, I should do that.
Yeah.
Because I had it for the 3DS, New Leaf, I think it was called, and it's portable, so I played the original one for DS as well. But I don't know. Animal Crossing is like Harvest Moon. You know how Stardew Valley is like incredibly addicting?
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Stardew Valley?
No. I know of it. Yeah.
Okay. It's incredibly addicting. Now imagine having to do that with real time. So like by 6 o'clock, you got to sell your tomatoes before the store closes. In fact, when I first started dating my wife, I always told her I had to be home by 6 o'clock to sell my tomatoes in Animal Crossing. I was like, I have to be home before fucking Tom New closes the store. I got it. I never did any time manipulation out of that. So she'd be like, come with me. And I'm like, go sit on the couch while I do this. I get my bells and stuff. So I know Animal Crossing. The game looks great. It looks like they actually changed a whole bunch of stuff than the original Animal Crossing. I'm not getting it. I can't. I'm too busy. I'm too much. I just bought Mario Maker 2. I haven't played it yet, but I bought it on Mario sale March 10. It was like $50. I'm like, fucking A.
Nice.
I haven't played it yet. I have it still sealed, but I'm playing Final Fantasy 8. So, but yeah, that like I have too many games with no end to play. Does that make any sense? Like, yeah. I have like Stardew Valley to play on Switch, Mario Maker. There's no end to these games. They just keep going.
Yeah. Binding of Isaac. Just because you see credits does not mean you're done with that game.
Exactly. Rocket League, like another game. There's just no end. It just keeps on going. I almost got back into that. I had to back up. I'm like, no. I can't. Yeah. I can't. I got a Switch now. I'm not going back to my PS4, even though I'm playing my Final Fantasy 8. But anyways. But yeah, so Animal Crossing came out. People are hyped. I'm happy for it.
That's cool.
I will not get it.
I'm with you there. People have been waiting on an Animal Crossing for a long time. That's why Stardew Valley was such a big hit. It was a good stopgap. And but it was a good game.
Someone did a meme online of you know, in Toy Story when Andy drops Woody, he's like, I don't want to play with you anymore. It was in slow motion. Instead of Woody, they put a cell phone with Animal Crossing Camp or whatever it's called for the mobile.
Okay.
And they're like, I don't want to play with you anymore. And it's
yeah, I'm just happy for people that are pumped about this game. It seems like a good one.
The original Animal Crossing was wicked because you can actually get ROMs on it, right? That was what made it so cool on the GameCube. Or no, it was a GameCube? I think so.
It's a GameCube one, yeah, that has the emulator in it.
The emulator on it, so you can actually get like Super Mario Brothers and play that in Animal Crossing. Beautiful.
Legend of Zelda's in there too, is one of them.
Yeah, like and Virtual Console came out and ruined all that. Now you got to buy the games. Thanks, buddy. It's great.
So what else? We got some others that are.
Well, I'm gonna go through the ones that we.
Yeah, I'll let you take the lead on this. Just
all right. Yeah. So, Doom Eternal comes out on March 20th, which is a new Doom game.
Good Friday, awesome. Man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Perfect timing because everyone's stuck at home. Well, Oh, digital, but
almost
digital purchase. I was going to say, you have to go out and get it, but never mind. You do not. Doom Eternal looks great. Looks like Doom. I'm cool with Doom. Everyone's a Doom. Spelled backwards is wood. I'm down. I haven't played it, so I can't talk much about it. I haven't looked at anything. Can't say shit. I'm assuming it's like Doom. The other one was good. Moving on.
but on the Xbox version, did hit 90. It's one of the must plays.
Yes, in the PS4 version, hit 88,
and then PC was 89. So seems like the ports are consistent. That's great to see.
Yeah. The other game too, Neo.
I've always heard it pronounced like The Matrix, Neo.
Neo. Okay. Neo. I don't know if that's just
like our American accents or whatever. American English. I don't know.
So Neo 2, now I ask this every single time. Is this the game I think it is or not?
This is Samurai
Dark Souls. Is it Devil May Cry or is this Dark Souls? Okay, Dark Souls. The one that Devil May Cry is the one I want. What's that one called?
The Devil May Cry that is...
Nier, right?
Oh, yes, Nier Automata. Yes.
That's the one you want. That's the one I want to play. I don't want to play Neo.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Well, part two came out. Have you played the part one?
No. let me open Steam real quick. That would probably be really weird. Oh, my God. The interface is different on Steam now. How do I change the sorting? Oh, there we go. No. There we go. I definitely play. I don't think it was Neo that I played. It was another.
Noir? Noir? No, not that.
Okay, definitely. There was a different. There was another kind of samurai game, and it was. It could have been two players. Eric and I played it a little bit. I don't remember now. But it's not Neo.
All right.
So
part two's out, so that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it got a part two, so that's rad. The one game that we're all kind of looking forward to, I don't know if we want to talk about it now or after. It's
Persona
up to you.
5 Royale.
That's the one, motherfucker.
Damn near perfect score. I've been looking forward to that all my life. No, Ori, baby.
Mm-hmm. Ori. I saw that on Steam, and I was like, the first thing I was like, I gotta tell Scott it's out. I don't know if he knows. It's free on Game Pass, too? What the
fuck? Included in Game Pass.
It's included in Game Pass 2? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yep. That's where I'm playing it right now. I bought, I pre-ordered the original soundtrack of Blind Forest. Feels like I'm playing this on Game Pass. I want to buy something from them. Moon Studios has an awesome store. They got cool t-shirts. They got vinyls to pre-order. And if I continue to love Ori Will the Wisps as much as I am, I'll be buying that vinyl as well. Screw it. Economy's gonna collapse. I'm gonna do my one last hoarding.
Do it. Buy it
now. The vinyl will burn as great fuel, so we're good.
There we go.
You froze again.
I'm still here. Frozen.
Try calling Elsa. Bad joke.
Still coming.
Yeah.
Am I good now?
Yep.
I'm moving. All right.
Are you going to play Will of the Wisps? What's this on your, you know, what kind of price point are you looking at? Is this you hope to play it in the next 5 years kind of game?
Next 5 years.
Now,
it's not because I just played Ori and the Blind Forest, so mm-hmm. I feel like I just got my fix for that. Like, you've been waiting how long for this game?
Since the first one. I mean, I played this right out of the gate. I was chomping at the bit to play this.
But when was the last time you played Blind Forest?
The last time within the last year, I played through this again. I played through it again. I mean, not this.
Okay.
I've played through it a total of 3 times, I believe.
Nice. Very nice.
3.5 times. And the first time I was playing through, because you can make your own save points.
Yeah.
I inadvertently saved button mashing trying to get out of something. It was a 1 in a million.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It bricked my save and still went back and played all the way through again. And then, but this, man.
They had a bigger budget for this one, it looks like.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. The sound them. Design is so good. Oh, we'll talk about it in a bit.
Okay.
But Ori.
But yeah, so Ori came out.
Big, big monster month of games.
Yeah.
Also, if you are a Vita owner, there is a game coming out on the 24th that I'm excited about.
What game?
It's a Brick Breaker game. Colin Moriarty and his co-host of his PlayStation podcast, Chris Raygun. He's a YouTube guy. They've got a Brick Breaker game coming out on Vita, and it's cross-buy with PS4. It's going to be $10. I think I'm going to buy it.
What? My Vita could use a new game on it? Well, it has a new one, sort of.
It's called Twin Breakers, and it's like, it's a Brick Breaker game like Alleyway or whatever, but there's an RPG kind of story in it, and they're in outer space.
That's pretty cool.
And it's from a games writer. I mean, I know there are lots of people in games media that don't like that guy, but I'm a big fan. I have never heard
of him. Who made it?
Colin Moriarty.
He made this game?
He wrote it. Okay. They hired a guy that did the development. Looks cool. I'm definitely gonna consider getting it.
It's funny how you like Colin. What's his name?
Moriarty.
I don't hate him. I don't feel nothing. But you know him. Yeah, and that's just like, I know the story between him and Bob Mackie because I listen to Bob Mackie's podcast a lot, and you listen to their podcast. So it's like we both have like both sides of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care in the end, to be honest. I think they're both kind of assholes, but
they can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's, I don't know.
I got no beef with the guy. He has nothing to me.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I want, if people are looking for a Vita game, I don't want people to assume the worst or whatever. I'm sure.
I mean, by Hitler.
Yeah. You know, I've never heard him say anything remotely other than the joke that got him fired from Kind of Funny.
What was the joke on that?
On the International Women's Day.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about.
The hashtag.
That was funny.
It was just a funny, dumb dad joke, right?
Yeah.
That's the most anything. That's the closest bigoted or sexist thing I've ever heard him say. But he's labeled as that. I don't know where it comes from. So I just feel bad.
He said no one noticed or something like that, for context for listeners. Do you remember what he said?
For the hashtag Dad Without a Woman, his tweet was, peace and quiet.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
It's funny.
It's a funny, dumb dad joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's, when you're on the outside looking into like a clique, you think back to high school, you know, you can see people playing this weird social hierarchy game within their own clique. I think you see that in games journalism, unfortunately. Well, actually, all sorts of journalism. You see it in sports journalism a lot, too. It's very clicky and whatnot.
Hey, man, a funny joke's a funny joke.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty PC. I don't seem like I am, but I am pretty PC. I'm one of those like, you shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, you definitely are way more sensitive to those items than I am.
But I know a joke when a joke is a joke.
Sure. You know what I mean? There's definitely times where I'm like, I'll see that you're a fan of somebody, and I'm like, yeah, Kevin might be a little PC, but he's not.
I still know a joke. Yeah, Like if a joke's so offensive that I'm like, oh man, that's fucked, but I'm still laughing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know it's bad, but I'm like, good. It's still pretty good.
I think you're one of the people that understands intention behind, like,
context. It's all about context.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are that way, but it, unfortunately, on Twitter and whatnot, that we.
Like, I listened to the Dick Show podcast.
I was going to say, yeah, the Dick Masterson guy. When you said you were a fan of him, I'm like. I'm a huge
fan.
Oh, dude, Kevin's not that pee. Or Kevin's not that offended. He's just going to not participate in that kind of talk, but.
Yeah, and I don't. I take everything with a grain of salt. Like, I'm just like, whatever, it's funny.
Yeah.
I burned a book and I got a free shirt. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah. Listen. So, yeah. Very cool. Well, Kevin, you scraped together some news today. So let's jump into, unless you had something else.
No, nothing else.
News.
So I'm going to go from the kind of not big to the biggest. Maybe. Ooh, there's a new one in there. Was that you?
Snuck in a little treat for us.
All right, so I'm going to start with the small ones. First off, Command & Conquer Remastered Collection to launch on June 5th on Origin and Steam. I fucking love Command & Conquer. Fucking love it so much. It's the one rare PC game that I'm like, I'll fucking want it. That and SimCity. It just works perfectly for me. I love it.
Never played
when it. When I discovered Good Old Games, the first thing I did was buy SimCity 2000 and Virtual Springfield. And like those games run on my PC because anything can for that, right?
Yeah.
And it's the only PC. I hate playing PC games. I hate keyboard controls. I feel like mouse is perfect for like RTS games like SimCity and Command & Conquer.
Sure.
And I have a soft spot for the original Command & Conquer. So when they released Command & Conquer for iPhone, it was awful. It was like this free-to-play Castle Clash, whatever, Clash of Clans, whatever it's called, type of game. And I'm like, this isn't Command & Conquer. I just want motherfucking Red Alert. I want the OG Command & Conquer with like – wasn't Tim Curry in it? Or am I making that up?
I have no idea.
I feel like I think he's in it. I could be lying. Probably am. But
so,
I also, that
felt so true to you. I bet.
Pretty sure I'm not.
Go with your first answer. This is I wouldn't make it up. Go with your first answer.
I wouldn't make it up. Why Tim Curry? Why Tim Curry?
Exactly.
Why Tim Curry? You know he's in a wheelchair? Very sad. Oh. Yeah, I looked him up recently because he did the voice of King Chicken on Duckman. And I'm like, what's he up to? And he's like, buck in the chair. Yeah, but he's in good spirits. I know him personally. We go way back. So yeah, the remastered collection coming out for Steam and Origin. I didn't know Origin was still around, but hey, what do I know?
EA's it's their front end. They
so
go ahead.
That's EA stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I had it for Simpsons Tapped Out, so I have an Origin account because of that stupid game. This compilation is Command and Conquer Tiberian Dawn. That was weird. I wanted to say Tiberian Sun. Command & Conquer Red Alert and their three expansion packs and Counter-Strike, The Aftermath, which is the three things, and the original Command & Conquer. So pretty and fucking cool.
There's going to be a special physical edition for $60, but the digital version's $20 US.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Like, I'm going to buy this.
So for you, would that be, what, $70 and $30 respectively, probably?
What, for the price?
Yeah, like it's a $60 game. For me, is that 70 or 80 for you?
Like yeah.
Canadian?
Yeah. Okay. Well, with the way the economy is going, I think we're all going to be in the same.
Oh, it's going to level out to zero. Like, get it if you can get it.
Yeah. So, man, the economy is really taking a nosedive. I don't know what to do. Gas is the cheapest it's ever been, and I don't need it, and there's no lineups. So, because there's no traffic.
Dude, I did a – I mean, it was a quarter time. I almost never – am halfway with gas and fill all the way back up. It's always about a quarter tank or whatever before I fill up.
Yeah. That me too.
And I was anxiety. Like, and I was like, 191. Holy shit. I haven't seen it that low. I bet, you know, I'll just top it off. Today I saw 163 at one place. I'm like, what?
$1.63?
Yeah. I'm like,
for what? Gas?
For a gallon of gas, dude. It hasn't been since college that I had a gas.
Mine's at 78 cents per liter.
What?
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, for a liter. Well, a liter's almost 4 gallons.
Okay, so that's why.
A gallon.
So what would that equal out to then for you?
40 to 50 cents.
Okay, so it's still fucking cheaper. Yeah, it was down to 78 cents per liter.
But that ratio would make sense because $20 games are normally like 30 and 30 is normally 40. So wouldn't 50-ish? I don't know.
too much thinking. Too much, but yeah, too much. So now it's the cheapest. There's no cars on the road and there's no lineup because everyone's like, I'm full of gas, man. There's no traffic. I'm like speeding through. It takes me 20 minutes to get to work where it normally takes me an hour.
Oh, I do want to mention something. Well, now that you are, Kevin is helping get the show published now. I know we mentioned that before, but,
yeah,
he's doing an amazing job with it. So thank you for that. But, I think we should mention, because stuff actually gets out like in real time now almost for us. We actually have pertinent news. This is limited run games or the physical. They're handling the physical editions and they only, you know, do so much. So yeah, if you want to worry about that. Yeah. And they are doing a 25th anniversary edition for $150 outside of just the, that $60 physical edition that we had mentioned.
Yeah, it comes with like a page art book and four faction patches, which is pretty cool. Reversible beanie.
Remastered soundtrack. And it's a toque. Yay! There we go. That's for you, dumbass.
See that?
So, very cool. All right.
The next piece of line here, going from least important, but I thought it was pretty cool. Dead by Daylight is coming to iOS and Android on April 16th, 2020. Ever played Dead by Daylight? It's a survival game where you play as survivors, and I think there's four people and one killer, and they do the cool thing of expansion packs of Freddy Krueger, Jigsaw, Ash from Evil Dead. They didn't do Jason because Jason has his own game with the same style.
Yeah.
So, but you have all these other characters in it. It's one of those games I look at and go, man, that looks really cool, but I really don't want to play with anyone. If it was like me, you, my brother, fucking Rui, all together, sure. But playing with strangers, don't really care. But the expansions of all those characters is really fucking cool. And it's going to iOS, and I have no idea how that's going to work out. But the iPhone games have surprised me lately with the games they have, like Dead Cells and Mario Kart. Like all these, like it's its own thing. It's always been its own system, but it's very impressive of half the games that's on the iPhone that doesn't even show up on the Vita or the 3DS. Like, right. Transistor. Where the hell is that? I don't know, but it's on the iPhone. So I bought it. I also bought a game called Minute, which I bought on the Switch for $1.
Oh, yeah. $1. I have that. I got that. Oh, dude, that was a free Vita game. I have it on Vita.
Really?
Yeah, and I definitely didn't buy it. I could be lying. I got to be lying. If you'd have it, right? If you don't have it. I had to have Minute somewhere else.
It wasn't on Vita. I think it was only available on the Switch, unless it recently became free.
No. Scratch that. I got to be thinking of a wrong game, right?
What a liar.
Hey, at least I caught it early. True. So, Dead by Daylight, that's awesome. I like seeing more games come to...
And I'm guessing it's going to... I don't know if it's going to be cross-platform or how it's going to work, but it is an online game, so... I also don't know how much it's going to cost, but it is coming out, which is pretty rad.
Cool.
The other news thingy here, Steam hits record-breaking 20 million concurrent users as thousands stay home due to coronavirus. Now, Xbox and PlayStation also have records, but it's redundant to have the same news, which I think is funny because what the fuck else are you going to do?
There's gonna be a lot of babies born in a few months and lots of platinum trophies earned.
In the States, have your internet providers waived your caps yet? Because ours have.
I feel like I've heard of that happening.
Yeah.
I don't have a data cap with mine.
No, neither do I.
But I'm under the impression that yes.
They better have, because a lot of people are working from home now. So
I think that's a big reason why. And yeah. I had heard Ben on the Bombcast today say that his service provider, he didn't mention who it was, gave them 2 free months or the next 2 months of internet for free.
See, that's cool. I think that's really cool.
It's a little above and beyond. That's a nice gesture, I think, too.
Yeah.
He's in San Francisco. So, I mean, he could have someone cool like Sonic or... Maybe he has like Xfinity or Comcast. I have no idea.
They were on lockdown for a day, right?
San Francisco's in big lockdown, I think. Still, I think they're in. I don't know about like absolute shutdown, but really.
Oh, I thought they were
pretty heavily quarantined, more than a day. You said a day, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a 24-hour thing.
No, I think that they're still.
I don't know. Things keep changing.
That's the thing. It's so hard. Like it is wild to be in this weird. State like
By the time this podcast goes live, you're probably on mutated zombies for all I know. So right now, it's just a virus. But by the time eating each other.
Luckily, my sister is an amazing archer. So if the zombie apocalypse does happen, they live out in the country.
Yeah.
And they have weapons that are quiet.
Oh, I'll kill myself. I'm a coward. I can't take this. Forget it. Gun between teeth.
That's how you... I would definitely choose a more exciting way.
Well, it's better than dying from a virus.
Oh, definitely. No, I'm saying if you're gonna choose your own way to go.
Yeah.
The guns scare me. I'd think of something different.
I'd miss. I'd pull a Fight Club.
I would be so scared. I would miss the mark.
But I meant metaphorically. I'd go out by myself right away. Like the first Walking Dead. Done. I didn't even hear the end of that sentence. I am done. Forget it. I can't take this. I'm a coward. I cannot take this.
Zombie. Absolutely. Actually, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like,
I always had this hope that I would be alive for like after the zombie apocalypse, where like zombies are. Like raccoons. Okay. Where you're like waiting for a bus and like you hear like, oh, you're like, ah, zombie, and you like push him away and he like spills blood on you and you got on a bus. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I gotta change my clothes now. Like it's just like a normal thing. You're just like, ah, fuck. Yeah. I got bit. Now I gotta go to the doctor, get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call my boss, tell him late.
So inconvenient. It's like getting in a car accident. It's like so fucking inconvenient. I could not.
Yeah. Like, why
not today?
This could have, yeah. Yeah. That's what I want. Like it's just like a little pest. You know, oh, come home tonight, make sure you're home by 8 and watch out for zombies. Yeah. You know, they always hide in the bush. Like it's just normal. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't be great. I don't want to die, but...
That's the best possible apocalyptic scenario. Yes.
Yeah. Like, after everything's taken care of. Anyways, the point of the story was that you motherfuckers are playing lots of video games now. What happened? What'd you do?
I coughed. What'd I do?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you motherfuckers
are playing lots of video games. I'm embarrassed to cough now. I saw a meme on Reddit. Where there was an angry coworker looking over a cubicle. He's like, no, I just farted. But he'd really, the frame before, he coughed.
Oh, gotcha.
So he'd rather be known as a guy farting around everybody than a guy coughing.
That's what my brother said when I went to the mall. He's like, just cough. The lineups will go crazy. Did they go crazy in the lineups there too?
Yeah.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, we're part of that. The amount of people. So one of my best friends from growing up, he lives in Beijing. He's lived in Beijing for almost 10 years now. And I get this email from him, right? He's in Beijing. He's like right in the center of all this insanity, right? He just titles the episode Butt Washer, or the episode, the email Butt Washer. And I've been a bidet advocate for years. I've always sworn I'm never going to not have one. And he's like, it's something like, you're a king among men right now. How smart do you feel? You're truly a king among men. Something like that. And the amount of people that I'm getting text messages like, is this a good bidet? Would you recommend this bidet? What bidet do you have?
So you're
like,
the bidet guy.
I'm like, motherfuckers. You all thought I was weird and trying too hard to be hipster a couple years ago. And now you see the light. I've been living in the future. I don't care about worst case scenario for me. If I can still wash fabric, like you're just patting yourself dry. So I can go to the hippie diaper route. The people that do the cloth. Like I can just wash the hemp.
Yeah.
It's
you mean if you run out of toilet paper? If you
run out of toilet paper, I'm totally good. I don't care. I just have to still be able to wash.
Head and shoulders, empty bottle, fill that up with water, enema.
Oh, that'll work. It's
right?
Yeah, little, yeah, not as sanitary. Did you see the, there's a hilarious self-made one with a lawn chair and a sprinkler underneath it?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Yeah, oh, that works.
It took like a deck chair. It was obviously a joke, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if you do run out of toilet paper, absolutely, that's a really, really smart idea. Take shampoo bottles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you give yourself a little jet. You're absolutely right. That would work really well.
And it stops with the Metroids.
It does.
I call it
with the Metroids. Yeah. Yes. Nice. Okay. Well played. All right.
Metroids, hemorrhoids.
Oh, Kevin. It's not funny when you explain the joke.
It's cute. It is. Say.
It's in Metroids.
I'm pretty sure I have a Metroid right now. It sucks.
When? Because you don't have a bidet. I haven't had a...
Feels like I have a letter in my butt.
Haven't had a Metroid in 8 years. We, The funny, I didn't get the joke in Ace Ventura Pet Detective when the kicker had his dick tucked between his legs and you could see it mm-hmm. through the back.
Through the back, yeah.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey had a joke that's like, either that's the worst case hemorrhoids I've ever seen. Didn't understand what that was.
Oh, and you didn't know what was happening?
I did not, because I was probably 12 or 13. I did not know what a hemorrhoid was.
Oh, I just know what a
I knew what a dick was. I knew what a tucked back dick was. I didn't understand
what a hemorrhoid was.
I didn't get the joke of what the hemorrhoid was compared to the dick. And then when I learned what a hemorrhoid was, I was like, oh my God, that was a huge hemorrhoid. That's a funny joke.
When I saw the movie, I didn't know what that scene was revealing to me. I guess I didn't pay attention. I was like, no.
It was really it's a funny tough.
Movie. Look at him wave his arms. Woo! Look at him go.
It's kind of an adult twist kind of a thing for...
Yeah. And then they made a cartoon out of it for kids. Interesting.
Yep.
Just like RoboCop. There's a cartoon for this.
Yeah.
Robert Cop.
I wish that they would still do that.
Oh, do it. Sorry, I forgot.
Make R-rated movies.
For like kids?
Yeah, like lean into it.
Like Chucky's like daycare?
Well, we're like, let the kids go hog wild with Deadpool.
Yeah, well, I mean, Deadpool still exists outside of the movie properties
yeah.
for kids. He doesn't say fucking shit, but he says, like, poop and boogers, I assume.
Okay, so more Deadpools. More of that. I want more. I'd like to see more of that. We had a lot of that, and I thought that was fun.
Robert Kopf. Fuck, that's so funny. Do you know what Robert Kopf is?
You've told me about it before. I didn't.
Always makes me laugh. It's like the knockoff RoboCop. It just says Robert Kopf.
Yeah, in the same font. Like you, I think in our Discord chat, is if we scroll up enough, I'm sure it's in here.
Oh, God. Just the thought of it kills me. Anyways, so now we have the, I guess, the three. I don't know which one you would go with now for the news. Yours or the next two?
We'll go E3 has been canceled because
yes.
What else is there to say?
That's crazy. E3 is, what's the other one? GDC. That's still happening thus far.
No, it's, well, I think it's postponed. Maybe. I think it was supposed to be happening right now. Maybe.
Okay. One of the big ones is supposed to be, or still quote unquote happening.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It's going to end up getting canceled.
But yeah, when I first saw E3 canceled, I was like, wow, that's like the first time in 20 years. That's when like it affected me as an individual. This is before like we all went into shutdown mode.
Sure.
So that's why I was like, oh man, that's like actually like that's something that's affecting my hobbies. Cause you have sports teams closing. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Nothing affects me here.
Yeah.
And then WrestleMania has like no audience. And I'm like, that's weird, but nothing affects me yet. And then this happened. I'm like, it's real.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Yeah. As a sports guy, I just keep all my stuff keeps dropping like flies. I'm a big sports guy.
Everyone's asking me like, what do I do now? I'm like, make your own entertainment. I play video games when I'm bored. That's all I do. Read so books. Make your own entertainment.
Yeah. Play guitar.
Like, you thought of being isolated for like 2 weeks sounds like heaven to me.
Right.
Get my daughter to sleep early and just play video games all day. Are you fucking kidding me? That's all I wanted.
I went and I stacked up on my whiskey today. Bought 2/5 of my favorite whiskey.
Oh, I got to buy that because they're going to shut down the hours and maybe the store.
That was the thing. I stocked up on my favorite coffee and my favorite whiskey.
Yeah.
I got two weeks worth of, well, the amount of whiskey I have right now with the way my life is going, it would last me 6 months because I'm so busy. I can never just like sit down and.
Yeah, but if you're going
to. But if I had nothing to do.
Your liver's going to come out of your mouth.
I might act like I'm 22 again. Hey, but if I do get shut in though, maybe I can start doing some live streams, you know. I've been trying to play through Contra without dying, or I want to get through
the pea shooter, right?
Without the pea shooter, no continue, and then eventually not death.
It's fucking crazy.
Not really. It's not that hard. I adore it.
Okay, it's not that hard.
It's not. It's not. It's not.
Okay. No, it's okay. That's fine.
There are Mario games you can beat that I think are harder than Contra.
That's a lie. You know it.
No, it's not. Whatever.
You're wrong, though. Contra's like, just take this. This is like an awesome thing. Just take it. You're good at Contra.
Yes,
okay? I'm very good at Contra. Not everyone is. Contra and Mario Brothers, two different games. People can play Mario Brothers. No one can play Contra.
You're right. You tricked me. Sony PlayStation 5 revealed their specs.
Yes. None of this means anything to me. So I don't know if this is good. Also, was also revealed, also, can't stop saying also, PS5 is backwards compatible with PS4, not 1, 2, or 3, like we originally thought. Or was rumored to be. Yeah.
So for me, I'll tell you the thing that stood out to me the most, reading the specs. Okay. And then there's a tweet from somebody that will explain everything to you. The thing that stood out to me.
I don't care to know either. I'm just like, whatever. The game's good.
Sure. But they. So I've never seen this before. This to me was like, oh, okay. I'm into this. I was shocked that their SSD was. Never mind. The internal storage is going to be 825 gigabytes. I thought it was going to be 500. I misread it. So, but that's still going to fill up game. That'll fill up pretty quickly. You know, some games, you know, it could be 100
or something. Yeah, like whatever. Modern Warfare's Warzone was like 108, I think, gigs. Yeah.
So.
Fucking crazy, man. Got that shit.
But there's. I'm going to call this the awesome SSD. Just okay. For layman's terms, there's good SSDs and then there's kind of a good awesome version. And I know that that's a very pared down. This is not entirely correct, but there's an expansion slot for NVMe SSDs. NVMEs are like the ones that are like, they're SSDs that are like almost the size of a stick of gum.
Now, SSDs mean single something drive.
Solid state drive.
That's what I meant to say. So it's HDD more is hard drive.
Disk drive.
There you go.
So SSDs, you know, are the fast versions of HDDs. But yes. It's just to cut corners on the explanation. And NVMEs are a connecting type that allows for even more data than the normal SSDs did. So I've never heard
of. Thingy, will you make more space with like SD card, for example?
Yes. And okay. So that's why this has really caught my attention is I've always seen the NVMe SSDs that look like a stick of gum go slide into a connector slot on your motherboard.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, surprisingly.
So if the console has an expansion slot for that kind of card, then it works like an SSD. An SD card, like you're talking about, like cameras and, you know, your Wiis and all that stuff have. Whoa. That's amazing that if you can have the high-end interface.
Yeah.
Have the high-end interface be upgradable. Like, wow. Sony, you know, they had the big goof with the proprietary.
They always do that shit, man. Drives me crazy.
Maybe we will start saying they always used to. This is all off the shelf stuff. This is so that jumped out to me like, wow, they have a fast hard drive, but they have expandable. Like they made the ability to upgrade the hard drive in a really slick way. That's awesome. So, Digital Foundry. Right, they're everybody in the gaming industry looks to them as their analyzation of.
Yeah, they're good with like frame rates and everything. Yeah.
So one of the main guys over there, I'm going to read his tweet. The craziest thing about PS5 is the speed of the SSD. 5.5 gigabytes a second is just part of the story. There's a lot of custom silicon in there to ensure that the system isn't bottlenecked in other areas. And then he says, in all caps, really fast on paper. A lot faster than the Xbox Series X even. So.
Ooh, fighting words. Console war 2020. COVID-ID.
Yeah. What happens when we benefit in that, right?
Why did I say COVID-ID? I meant to say 19.
I know. Whatever. Who cares? I never could have explained it. I mean, you heard me just try to explain how excited I was about SSDs. That guy put it in a tweet that explains that those specs we don't fully get are good.
Yeah. And they didn't show the console, which I was surprised.
They might not be releasing it this year, so.
That's also true.
They call it design changes.
I watched a bit of the presentation that at one point he calls Dead Space an old game or old school. He's like, oh, well, what the hell is that? Trick to a turkey. He's like, check out this old school game, Dead Space. And I'm like, come again? That was in my like question of the week at some point. Wait, Dead Space done.
Wasn't that 2008 though?
I don't know. Is that considered old school?
12.
Dead Space is.
Okay. All right. Well, let's work through this. Maybe, okay. maybe not. Okay.
Okay.
So it's 12 years old.
Yeah.
All right. When we started our podcast in 2010,
yeah.
That would have been 98.
Hmm? 98.
12 years before we started the podcast is 1998, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Is it? I don't know. Math. Not good. Let's say yes.
No, we from 2010. No, it'd be 2008. No,
we always missed that singular.
No, from 2010 to 2010. Yeah, it'd be 98.
Okay.
So,
what is the question?
What games were coming out?
Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay.
And some other. Okay.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Was Mario? No, Mario was 95, right? 96, 95?
I think 96 was when Mario 64 came out.
Okay.
But my point is, do you call Final Fantasy VII, which is in 1997, 13 years old? Was that old school? Was that retro to us? I would argue, yeah. The cartridge.
Really? You think so?
I definitely would have talked about N64, not in the context of new. If it was disc-based...
I would have called it older... But I wouldn't call it old school at the time.
Oh. Okay. I might have. I don't know.
To me, but I mean, even
like,
then.
To me, it felt like. To me, not cartridge feels new, and it always will.
Not cartridge feels new.
Yeah.
So discs are new.
Yeah. It just feels that way.
Okay.
So for me, a PS2 does not still feel that old school to me, but a Nintendo 64 does. Or a PS1 feels way more modern.
Even though they're around the same time?
Yes.
Weird.
It just feels that way. So
weird, man.
I can see.
It's pretty fucking weird. You're a weird dude. Stop being weird.
I don't know. When I started this podcast, I looked at Ocarina of Time as an old game. I don't think it's that insane. 10
years ago.
Huh?
No, that's an old game from 10 years ago. Yeah. I would say it's old. I wouldn't call it old school, but it is old.
Because it doesn't feel right. But, I mean, if you were the right age, I don't know. I'm just saying 08, a game that came out in 08 right now, it doesn't feel that wrong for someone to call it old school to me. It's over a decade.
Dead Space is not that old.
I thought it was 2008.
It can't be.
It's 12 years. No. That's what I'm getting at.
How old am I? 2008. Fuck me.
We're middle-aged men, and we were not middle-aged men when we started doing this.
2008 was when Dead Space came out. What year are we in? Oh no, it's only like 11 years. No, 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 no. I forget what year we're in. No, it's not old school. It's older, but it's not old school. No, a game that came out on Xbox 360 is not old school. No, that was last gen. No, it's older, not old school. Old school. Is Resident Evil for PlayStation. That's motherfucking old school.
Okay.
It's
okay.
So old that they reinvented the game.
It's fine. That's fine. I would say that if I was 10 years old in 2008.
Uh-huh.
And now the amount of years I've existed has more than doubled. And I am 22 years old right now in this year. I know the 22-year-old me would call anything I played when I was 10 years old old school.
So you're saying there's some 22-year-olds who call Minecraft old school?
Absolutely.
I'm going to shoot myself with that metaphor gun and miss and shoot through the cheek.
Yeah.
Like Fight Club.
So you can always remind of the metaphor. That's what I mean. It's the relativity of it is what is.
But this guy's not 20. He's like a CEO or something.
But who's he selling to?
Fair enough. No, I don't accept that.
Sorry. I'm not trying to prove you wrong. I'm just trying to bend your
noodle. Dead Space is not an old school game.
It is. You know what's funny? At the end of the day, you're like, but I don't but it's not an old school game.
It's not. I'm sorry. It's upstairs on my shelf. It's on the shelf of my new games.
You can sit here and give me every fact you fucking want, but you know and I know that it's not an old school game.
It's
and
not.
You know, and I know it's not either.
They can eat a bag of farts if they think Dead Space is an old school game.
Yeah.
Ghouls and Ghosts, maybe. Dead Space, absolutely not.
No, I in my gut, I'm totally with you because I'm the one that's saying anything that's not cartridge is new. But yeah. It's kind of fun to Switch try to put yourself. Yeah.
Not old or new either because it's Switch. They have cartridges. See, I fucked up my own way of getting you down. I forgot what I was saying halfway through. Doesn't matter.
Vita, yeah. Looks like the PS5 is going to be. Looks like these new consoles are going to be
faster, bigger, fast, stronger, faster. Gonna seen us faster. Hey. I don't know the words. Hop up, up, up. That's Kanye singing. I almost did the Mario song because I don't remember how his song was.
That's a good cover if you ever have a brain fart.
Yeah.
Just. I'm like, the new consoles, hey, maybe this no load time stuff's gonna be for real and we're gonna have cool games to play. So
there's also a rumor, I didn't put it here because it's a rumor,
yeah,
where Sony's in supposedly speaking about purchasing Konami titles like Castlevania, Silent Hill, and something else I don't remember right now. Because apparently there's a Silent Hill game in the works right now by Sony.
Kojima doing it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And Konami apparently selling the rights of Castlevania to Sony.
Citation, please. It'd be awesome. Yeah. Awesome rumor.
That'd be, of course, great. But that's why I didn't bother putting it in here. Because I'm like, it's some dude from Reddit who probably said it. You know, my uncle from Nintendo. I'm like, eh. I was wrong with the PS5 being backwards compatible with everything else. So.
Yep. So.
Making that news useless. But anyways.
Though we got one last thing that I found, and this is from NintendoLife.com, and this is absurd. So there was a product that was available in the 80s, and it was called the Homework First.
Fun.
Were you able to pull this up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the club that people would put in cars in the late 80s and 90s?
On the steering wheel, yeah.
Yeah. This is the club for your Nintendo. And it's a combination lock by Master Lock. Yeah, too.
I do remember something like that.
Really?
Why does it sound familiar? I didn't have it, but this does sound familiar.
Really? It does not. This does not sound familiar to me at all.
I mean, it could have been like a Mad TV skit for all I know, but.
Yeah. This is funny.
This look familiar. I've seen this. Sorry, go ahead.
This is just a stupid 80s, like, mom hysteria, satanic panic, like, reefer madness kind of stupid-ass thing.
Yeah. It's like a lock for your slot on your NES bot. It was rhyming. I had to finish the rhyme.
Maybe Club Nintendo is a throwback to this little dude.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Right? Now, I think the article did say that Nintendo declined to officially endorse and it was a $16 product.
It looks like a screwdriver that goes in the slot. Like, imagine, for those listening, imagine you're, like, picking your teeth and, like, the toothpick, like, goes up and down, like, in your mouth. Like, you can't close it like a lion trying to close his jaws. Imagine that, but for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Slot. Or the bot. That's what it is.
This guy claims Tom Lowe, who was the SafeCare president at the time, claims that they sold 25,000 of these.
I believe it. This looks familiar. Either I know someone who had it or I saw it in a skit somewhere.
That's awesome. That just caught my attention. Thought it was really funny.
I love that shit, man. Like the, I don't know. It's like the like, this is probably bullshit on my part, but you know the most rarest Nintendo cartridge?
That Stadium Events or whatever, or Little Samson.
I had the Stadium Events, not the Gold Cart one, but I feel like I had that game, or I knew somebody who did, because I remember playing those games.
I don't know if there was a Gold Stadium Events. Are you thinking of the... Stadium Events was the...
The Gold one was the... The Mario and Tetris and all that. Yeah, sorry. The Stadium Events one is the one I'm thinking of. the normal gray one, but it's like track and field and all that.
Yeah, it's just track and field, but it's
I feel like I had that game. And I remember using the, what's the padding?
Yeah,
like the Dance Dance Revolution padding. Yeah, I had that to play with that.
But that was the pack-in game. So do you know the history? I can give you a real quick Cliff Notes version.
Do it.
Bandai, had the power pad and that game, and they released it in one area in New York. And Nintendo just bought that from them, essentially. Rebranded stadium events as track and field, and rebranded the power pad.
So that's what I had then. Why is it rare then?
Because it was that stadium events, the name change and the label change. So they only had a very small amount that were ever made.
So I probably had track and field then.
Probably had track and field.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're not that far from Niagara, right?
No.
Which New York's on the other side.
And I have a godmother who's in New York. So she knew, she bought me my Game Boy. You know what I mean? Like, it's possible I had that.
It's unlikely, but it's possible. It's way more possible. Like, for me, I definitely know there's no way. It is actually conceivable that you did, though.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm like, I remember having this, and it's like, but like seeing this Nintendo thing, this lock, I'm like, I remember seeing that. I remember.
But we're humans.
I couldn't tell you.
Our memories are terrible, and we're humans.
I'm also a horrible liar, and I like the attention, so maybe that's part of it. But yeah, and that's all the news that's fit to something.
That is it. So, where are we at right now? Oh, we're at an hour, so I got a little bit to talk about. Let's skip a question of the week.
Okay.
So, Kevin, you have been playing some iOS game.
Yeah. So every once in a while I go on this website called iossnoops.com, and they usually give you a list of games on sale, and they give you a list of games that are free and new releases. So I looked at games on sale and I saw a game called Corpse Party, and I'm like, well, that's a wicked title. Like, I have no idea what this is, but that sounds like a really cool title. So I clicked on it, and it was this weird looking anime game, and I don't like anime. I'm just not an anime guy. It's not my thing, but all the power to the people out there who do like it. Weird. And but I was like, it's a dollar. Worst case scenario, I don't like it. I lost a dollar. Big deal. And then I saw how much it originally cost. It was like 30. So I'm like, well, that's quite the sale. So let me just try it. I fell in love with this game, and it hit me so hard that not only did I beat this game on iPhone, which is, again, I play iPhone games for like a, depending on what kind of game it is, I'll play like a couple minutes, never touch it again.
Sure.
But not only did I completely, like, I beat the game, but I also watched the anime that the game is, or the anime made, they made an anime based on the game, which is different than the game, but the same character storyline.
Okay.
And I'm currently reading the manga. So I am so
in
love with this game and the characters and the story that I'm even putting this game as probably one of my top three favorite horror games. And Silent Hill and Fatal Frame are my top two.
Really?
It is so bizarre. And so it's a 2D sprite. Like, they're sprites. They're 2D sprites. You just walk around, and there's barely any puzzles. I would barely call it a game, to be honest. But the story and the characters are so good. But the problem is, there's no problem really. The language is Japanese, but the English it's English translation. So the words that you read are English.
Okay.
But if you're a fast reader like I am, you're just skipping through the dialogue. You're like, okay, read it, keep going. So it's kind of pulls like a Banjo-Kazooie kind of, you know, when they talk, except it's all anime characters. So like, so that's all I'm hearing as I'm going through the dialogue. If you let it go, they'll be like, and they'll actually say words, but the way I'm, anyways. So it's a bunch of kids in a school, and they do this little like ritual where they're going to be friends forever. And they like pull on this like paper, character, the little paper thing. You all keep a piece of the paper, right?
Okay.
So you say like, we'll be there for each other, whatever it is, 9 times, and then they rip it, and then a thunderstorm happens, they all get separated, and then they wake up in what I want to call Silent Hill. It's the alternate version of their school. But each character can hear each other sometimes, but they're all like alternate dimensions of the same time.
Okay.
So like you'll be going like left and then you'll take control of another character in the same area, but you won't see each other. Kind of like Silent Hill does. Like if you ever watch a Silent Hill movie, you'll know like at the end of the movie when, what's his name? Charlie Sheen? Not Charlie Sheen. The guy who always dies. He's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Bean. Sean Bean.
Sean Bean's in it and he's like looking for his wife. So he's like going right past all those lockers and then they switch the camera to her in Silent Hill and she's going left past those lockers and they don't see each other. And he's like, I smell her perfume because they cross each other in alternate dimensions. That's what this game does.
Oh, okay.
And I fucking love that shit.
Me too.
I love that shit so much where I'm like, were they, when they discover that, that they're all together, but not that I'm like, I love this. And every so often the school will like have an earthquake. So paths that were closed, like all the dimensions are slowly crossing together. So they will see some of them.
Oh, okay.
And keep in mind, this is all text based. With like stills of characters. It's no animation. It's all like, oh, and it'll show like a close up of her face with blood coming out of her eyes. And it's the writing that makes the game so fucking good.
That's cool.
And the music is probably the best music I ever heard, in a game. Like when I heard the music, I was like, this game, who do you think you are, game, to have music this good for this kind of game? Anytime I let people hear it, I even let my wife hear it. I'm like, just listen to this. Listen. So I let her hear it.
Oh, piano. How gracious of you.
Right? So I'm like, just sit
you
down.
Behave. You get 15 minutes of music tonight.
I'm like, listen to this. So I let her play it. This is how I do with everyone. I let them hear it. And it's like a piano riff. And they're like, oh, it sounds scary. And then like the music kicks in. And they're like, wow, that's good. I'm like, yeah, hold on. It gets better at the 45-second mark. Like, I'm like, sit and listen to this music. It is the best music I've ever heard in the game. And it fits. It's like weird club dancing music, but they kept a horror theme behind it. So it has a scary piano, like, music going, but, like, dance mix on top. And it doesn't fit, but it does fit the style. It's like when you watch an anime cartoon and the intro is, like, 25 minutes long and it's very dramatic and the cartoon's about farts. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
But I don't know what much about anime. But yeah, it is an awesome game. I beat it on the iPhone. I'm playing with headphones. I'm really into it. And then what sucked was, well, first off, the ending almost made me cry. I was like, that's a beautiful ending. I'm getting choked up just talking about it.
Okay.
And what sucked was that the ending cut off before one last word. It crashed. And I redid it like four or five times. So it was very anticlimactic. It's like, oh, I'm going to, oh no, my mom just called. I'm like,
oh no. I can't.
Yeah. So I had to look it up on YouTube because there's no way. So what I did was like, I redid it like four or five times and it always stopped at the same spot. And it made me think maybe that's the game. It's like once you reach it, it just stops and crashes and ends. So what I did was try to upload my save to the cloud, delete it, and I couldn't retrieve my save file from the cloud because Apple could suck a big old dick. so I never got my load save back. So I was like, fuck, there's nothing I could do now. So I had to look it up on YouTube, and the last two sentences were like, I love you. And I'm like, ah, that's all I missed. But I still beat it. I don't care. So anyways, after that, I bought what I thought was the sequel for $6.99. So I bought both these games. Like, I love this so much that I didn't wait for the second one to have a bigger sale. I bought this one for $1 out of like 30. The other one's like 30, but it's on sale for 80% off. So it's like $7.99. And I'm like, I don't care. I want it. I want to know what happens next. So I bought the sequel, which is called Blood Drive, Corpse Party Blood Drive. But then I found out that that's not the sequel. That's part 3 in the series.
Hey, good for you.
So I had to stop playing that because I'm like, none of this makes sense. You guys are acting like something else happened and I feel like I missed something. That's why I looked it up. So there was a game called Book of Shadows on iPhone, which is no longer on iPhone. And they don't sell this on the PlayStation Store. So I had to, unfortunately, download it and put a ROM on my Vita. Yeah. So I'm playing it on my PSP. I mean, I just started and it's kind of even worse gameplay than the last one, but I'm still intrigued. It's like a what if. It's the first game retold in a what-if scenario.
Oh, okay.
So the first game has a lot of like wrong endings. What if the Nazis
won and that's how you have Man in the High Castle?
Yes.
Okay.
So in the first game, there's a lot of wrong endings you could get and they count towards your tally for like extra stuff. But I just want to get through it because I like the good endings. But if you get a wrong end of like your main character dies, you know, say wrong end, retry, make a different choice, go right instead of left, right? in this game, it's the same thing, but it's all text based. It's all like a virtual or a visual novel. What do they call it?
Graphic novel.
I think they call it
visual novel. Like if it's a game, yeah. It's a visual novel, and if it's a
yeah, so it's a game, and it has like you can choose different rooms to go to, but it's like a static image, and it becomes a point and click game. And I'm like, that kind of sucks, but I'm into the story. So it is a retelling of the first game. So they'll change like how characters die and how like the scenario plays out. I don't know what's happening yet because some characters remember this happening already.
Oh, cool. So
they'll be like, I remember this last time. I'm not going to do it because last time I tried and this person didn't survive and they try something else. The person survives, falls down the stairs and dies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, no matter what I did.
Almost like they Final Destination stuff.
Yeah. And they call it deja vu. They're like, I feel like when they first do that ritual again, the one character is like freaking out saying, why are we doing this? We did this already. And everyone's like, what's wrong with this guy? Why are you? It's so, I'm compelled. I'm like, okay, I'm in. Like, kind of like you were saying with that show Devs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in. You guys got me. And this is all because I just said, fuck it. Let me try this game with a cool title. And it's not my type of game at all. Anime based, lots of reading, no real gameplay, and on the iPhone. I was like, "This, you lost me. Well, you should have lost me."
You play a lot of iPhone, or I mean, you used to.
I do, but I wouldn't play a game like this on the iPhone.
Yes,
I would have played on a PS4 for free if they gave it to me. But sure. I went out of my way to buy it on the iPhone just to give it a shot, and I fucking loved it. And I recommend everyone else try it. I don't know if it's going to open a weird world anime for me, but other people recommended games like 999, Nine Doors, Nine People, whatever it's
probably
called.
Probably not.
Who knows? This may be a new genre that I didn't know I liked.
Would be cool, right?
Sorry, I've been ranting a lot. I've been waiting all week to fucking talk about this game because I got to talk to someone about it because no one cares in my life. I'm like, I'll play this game, cut Corpse Party, listen to this music at the 45-second mark. And they're like, yeah, man, that's really cool.
Sounds awesome.
Like, shut up. You got to listen to the storyline. Read the manga. Watch the show with me. And I watched the show. It was beautiful. Beautiful Sweet. Game.
Very cool.
And the track is called, I think, Chapter 1-1 or something on Corpse Party. You can find it on YouTube. It's great. It's so good. Anyways, that's all I've been playing. You'll probably hear more about Corpse Party next week when I beat this one. If I beat this one.
You probably will. You got nothing better to do.
That's true.
I also played 2 weeks ago, my buddy Keaton got me to try South Park Phone Destroyer. And I got hooked. It's awesome. It is a card kind of collecting game. It plays like Clash Royale, if people are familiar with Clash Royale.
Yeah.
So it's scratching the Hearthstone itch, the Hearthstone size hole in my heart. Because I haven't played Hearthstone in a couple years now. And I've played that religiously for a few years. So this is really – the thing that's great about this game is they are very fair and generous with their free-to-play pack model.
Sorry, I have to cut you off.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I talked about this, didn't I? Right as soon as I said the free-to-play model, I'm like, wait a minute, I already did this, didn't I?
I was going to say, you're saying the exact same things you said last time.
Thank you. Sorry, everybody. I saw that on the show notes, and I'm like,
I think you left that there last week.
Yeah. So, I like how that cracked you up so much.
I feel like I was in the deja vu. I'm like, wait, does he not know that he
I should have leaned into that.
You should have.
And just totally, All right.
I thought you had something new to say about South Park, where you're like, he even said the Hearthstone line and everything.
No, fuck. I don't know what things are right now. It's just.
It's okay. It's weird times for everybody.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I went to the, I went and started playing some DS, and out of curiosity, I was like, I remember struggling with the little EverDrive type cart for my DS, the R4 cart that I had.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I was like, wait, did I ever get that working? Maybe I should try to get it working. So I turned it on, and apparently I did get it working at one point, because it just works. Okay. So.
Yeah.
But I was playing around with that a bit, and fired up Contra 4. Man, Contra 4 is amazing. That is Contra game I'm missing.
Yeah.
I played it when I first started this podcast. If you're with somebody else that has a DS, The multiplayer is awesome. And only one DS needs the cart. It was back when they were cool. It's amazing.
What do they call that? Share cart or something?
Share play, maybe?
Share play. Yeah, something like that.
I have to play it on easy. And I
can't really?
Beat it. It's awesome. Yeah. It's so hard. It's so good. It's much more like Contra 3 and Contra Hardcore than Super C or the original on NES. But
oh, really? I felt like it was more like Contra on the NES.
It starts starts that way. But as soon as you start going verticals level. And the way they do, like, and they do callbacks of bosses that are in, like, the beginning of Hardcore, for example. So
yeah.
It's really good.
It is good. The only thing I remember hating it about it was the on a DS back in the day, like the binding part where it bends was so thick that it was hard to see bullets once it went through like that first screen, the top screen to the bottom one. It took such a long time to see it come back.
Yeah, but it feels right though. They don't surprise you. Like those bullets exist. So if you do catch it in your peripheral as it's coming up through the bottom, for example, your brain
fills in the gap.
I know. It's like amazing.
But I remember that bothering me when I first played on the regular DS, the original gray fucking giant tablet.
I'm playing on the XL. It's a big gap.
Oh, okay. Bigger screen too. So I don't know. Maybe
it's just.
I should play that again since I have XL now.
The DSXL is, man, what a underrated thing that is.
So you're playing on a DSXL, not the 3DSXL? Correct. Oh, because the R4 card. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Get an R4 3DS.
No. Maybe they've figured it out now. It's fine. I don't need that.
I have it for my 3DS, for DS games.
But it only plays DS games, though, right?
Yeah, it's only DS games.
No, that's not good enough. It's all or nothing.
I don't have a DS anymore, so maybe that's why. I was like, just give me it. I need my DS games back.
It's awesome. My goodness, it's great.
Then
also, because I was in this rabbit hole, I started the Retro Game Challenge.
That's fucking great, too.
What an A+.
That's the guy, that polygon-looking Asian dude face.
Game Center CX guy.
Yeah. He's in like Smash Brothers and all that in the background.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize that.
Or am I thinking of I'm thinking of the Brain Age game. Never mind. Sorry, I was thinking the wrong game.
Well, there is a polygon version of Arena from Game Center CX in here. That's what I thought you.
Oh, okay. I haven't played the game in years, but go ahead.
The first time I tried this game, I really enjoyed how cute it was and how fun the challenges were. But I had not watched Game Center CX, so I had no context. Mm-hmm. Now that I've watched Game Center CX, Dustin got me to watch it a good bit over the last few years. I like it way more now that I have the full context of the Areno guy and watching, you know, this Areno guy play really brutally hard games until see if he can beat.
He was like the first Let's Play, like technically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this guy for some reason. Why do I know that?
You've had a Retro Game Master. That's like a English dubbed version.
Okay.
I'm just asking. Maybe that's where you. Maybe you know it as.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I know things I know. Is this the one where it has the two kids like in front of the TV and they're in like
the game? Yes.
And they're looking at magazines. And yes. They say, like, okay, so this is the game I'm thinking of. Okay.
But it's based on the property of Game Center CX.
Yeah.
And it's called Retro Game Master. Maybe it's from Dustin and I talking about it, and so you
could
it's
be
like familiar. Like it's somewhere in there. Like. It means something.
I'm usually a fly on the wall during those podcasts, so now I'm here in your ears, man.
But I really enjoyed the throwing some DS games on that cart and thinking around.
Get the Henry Hatsworth that I originally opened the podcast with. Like when I first appeared, that was the game I was playing. Henry Hatsworth and a Puzzling Adventure. Oh, amazing game.
Okay.
I feel like Mega Man and difficult games, fucking awesome.
Okay. Help remind him to put that in the chat. I'll look for a download.
Yeah, so good, so goddamn good. Overstays its welcome, but good.
That's okay. That's it.
You like sprites? You like puzzle? You like Mega Man style gameplay? You're in.
If I can get a few hours, I'm good.
It's when EA was like good and like taking chances still. Like, it's trying something new, man.
And then lastly, I talked about it at the beginning of the episode and. I just want to gush about enjoying it. I'm not going to talk really much about any of the mechanics or anything like that. But Ori and the Will of the Wisps is finally out. The performance issues, if you've heard of them, I can state that I am suffering greatly from them. I'm playing this on an Xbox One S.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the game freezes.
Oh no, really?
And then we'll start going again, or it just, they're
like frame rate drops?
No, like it's like it won't let it drop frames. So it'll like freeze and make sure that everything catches up and then goes again. It's not
weird.
Yeah, I've not ever seen it handled this way before. Yeah, it doesn't. Right. It doesn't drop the frames.
Oh, that's weird. It's like buffering. It sounds like
almost like it's
like it slows down and then it goes fast to catch up to where it was. Oh, okay.
It's a hard pause buffer go. It's not a. And it's not often, and it hasn't happened in the gameplay modes. I mean, it's happened when I've been in the world, but not when it's mattered, I haven't had an issue. And when it's running buttery smooth. It's not choppy all the time.
Yeah.
It's just out of nowhere, it sticks. It's weird. It's
weird. That is weird.
But holy smokes, Moon Studios has to be the best at opening video games. Like, remember the how wonderful the opening to Ori was?
Yeah. With that weird giant character?
Yeah, the little blobby friend and apples disappear and you're all sad.
Yeah.
They do it again. Get you right in. It's awesome. Man, I love Ori. It's so good. Despite
it's a good Metroidvania type game too. Like for those wondering what kind of gameplay it is. Metroidvania.
And I am told I have not played Hollow Knight, but I guess some of these newer mechanics I'm experiencing are from Hollow Knight.
Oh, really? Like what? I'm a Hollow
like
Knight.
Like maybe a like a there's more of like a swordish kind of a thing.
Okay.
Weapon wise, that's Hollow Knight. They've also redone the way that they do the skill tree, and so far I'm really, really digging the changes that they've made. It's different, and maybe different for different sake, but I've enjoyed what they've change as far as the way inventory and powers work. And there's like a button mapping mechanic that wasn't there before. So I'm digging that. There's also auto save checkpoints you go through. They totally scrapped the, choose your own save point mechanic.
I made it too easy. I appreciate it. And I loved it, but I think maybe that's why they're like, yeah, I took the challenge out a bit.
Maybe.
I just find it I find it funny that you and I have like such similar tastes and stuff, but the stuff that we have similar taste in, there's like a twist. Like you're like an Ori guy and I'm a Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
Like it's the same style game, but I love Hollow Knight. If Hollow Knight 2 came out tomorrow, I'd buy that for $60 in a heartbeat.
Or like we'll be into the same genre of music, but like you like a band that I'm like, I fucking hated that band.
Yeah.
Like vice versa. But
yeah.
I know that band really well because I like a lot. I'm like right in that slot with you. So it makes for a fun podcast partner, though, because we have the similar interests and good disagreements. It's fun. I highly recommend Ori.
It's on Game Pass, so, I mean, there's no reason not to try it. I wish I had Game Pass. I kind of regret my PS4 decision 6 years ago.
That's crazy. But look what Microsoft moving forward, man, they are just going to be a compelling freaking platform. And the thing is, like, I've been every time I see one of those specials where it's like Game Pass Ultimate 50% off for 3 months, they just keep stacking. So I'm paid up until February of 2021.
Yeah. I had to throw that one in there. February 2021.
Because that was just last month. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, time is so weird and awful right now. 2020 is a dumb year. It's just stupid.
It is a dumb year.
I'm never getting used to it. We're in the roaring 20s. Ugh, what a weird.
I thought we were going to be in World War III at the beginning of the year. I just thought everything was going to suck. The plane went down. Like, it was just terrible. Everything sucked. And now we're all fucked. So, yay.
Hey, but if we're all in this together, kind of thing.
If I get one more person to tell me to A, stay inside, or B, wash my hands, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Hey, what about your social distances?
I'm already an outcast, so I'm okay with that.
No, but that was another new buzz term. That's like,
yeah, that's probably gonna, my wife said that's probably going to be like the word of the year, social distance.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's everything else. It's like, stay home if you could. But, if you could.
Yeah, but seriously, hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast, and hopefully we all get through this. It's scary.
We will. In 2 months, we'll look back and be like, that was fucked up, man.
Yeah, and hopefully, well, if they can get a vaccine, then, like, yeah, it'll really be like, oh my gosh.
Hey, Canada's working on it.
They
isolated it.
Lots of
whatever that means.
Yeah, I know they've made progress. Also, Ohio, the Cleveland Clinic, they were the ones that got the first same day test. They were the ones got the 8-hour test out.
And worst case scenario, zombie raccoons. Go to work one day, zombies next to you. You know, ugh, annoying.
Yeah,
but we'll be fine.
I mean, we will. I'm more worried about like the economic ramifications more than the physical ones at this point.
They both suck.
But the economic ones take a lot longer to recover from.
Yeah, but we're already in the shitter to begin with at the beginning of the year. We're just more into shitter.
Well, maybe you guys. Fucking the U.S. economy is... My investments were fucking cooking, man. I was doing great.
Wait until next week when we were like, so our games are exactly the same price.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. It was a bummer, so... But, yeah, just hang in there together. Play games with your friends online. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands.
Well, I was going to say, let me tell you people, stay inside, wash your hands. And social distance yourself.
Social distance. So, yeah. But if you'd like to contact the show, you can get a hold of us, Classic Elite. Wait,
was there any comments? Or
oh, yeah.
Did anyone call me beautiful again?
I felt like I was missing something. I don't think so. Yeah, we definitely did. I don't think someone called you beautiful, though.
Oh, man. You like, took it from me and gave it back and then took it away again. You're like, yeah. Or no, you said no, then yeah, then no.
I know.
Not you.
Hey, someone named ZimmerTrax, every time we post, they heart us because I think they want us to buy intro music from them. Gotta love the spam accounts.
Oh, that was a spam account.
Shout out to Dumez. Dumez says Doom and Doom 2 pointless. I played them in 1998. I'm done. So primitive that literally Duke Nukem Forever is better than Doom 1 and 2.
Okay.
Fact, period. Devil's Third is better than 1 and 2.
So he's trolling. Okay.
I have no opinion of Doom 3. Not yet played, but my guess is this probably good. Dumbass also goes on to write, I've never played any Twisted Metal.
Okay, hold on. I gotta.
This is why I'm ran-rabbing. I'm like putting you in a panic. Can I jump right into Black on PS2, Kevin?
Oh, okay. So first off, let's go into the Doom section here. Doom 1 and 2 are old school games. See that? Old school.
He's older than you.
Yeah, they're still old school games. They're like 93, I want to say. How old are they?
98.
Doom is not 98.
I just wanted to hit 1998 to be like, see? See?
Like, when did Doom come out? Because I remember playing that. Like
92 to 94, something like that. That feels right.
Right? Because I remember playing it on DOS. Yeah,
I played it at Matt's house. That was fourth, fifth, or sixth grade for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and you had the DOS discs, or the floppy disks, not DOS discs. You had like seven of them. Okay, yeah, it had to be 93, 94.
Maybe could have been DOS discs. I mean, they were floppy disks, but might have been a DOS port.
Yeah. So that's old school. Yeah. Doom 1 and 2 still holds up to this day as fun, fantastic.
No, Kevin, they're pointless.
Absolutely they are, but so are all games.
But Duke Nukem Forever.
He's trolling. I can't do this. No.
He does not use the young kid version.
I'm gullible, so I don't know if he's being legit to quit. I'm going to say no. He's joking.
I do not think he's joking. I don't think there is any hint of trolling you at all in these statements. That's how I'm reading them.
He can't be. I think Duke Nukem Forever sucked. It was bad. And I love Duke Nukem 3D World.
Wait, 3D World? That's reading Mario. Between the lines, I think you're proving his point.
Wait, now I confused myself.
Like, given that Duke Nukem Forever sucks.
It's bad, right?
He may agree with that.
Yeah.
And it would not change. It would not change his statement.
I mean, it sucks to be wrong, and I'm getting the last word in because it's our podcast.
Until we read the comment next episode.
Next week. Right. Yeah, but then I'll double on that.
I'll let you read his comments next week. How about that?
Sounds good. I also watched Zarek's live stream the other day when he was doing Outer Worlds
or
Fallout in Space. I was watching him live.
He's good. That was cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a one mic show. It's impressive that
he I just like it because there's a little cat in the corner, in front of a microphone. It's great.
I buy the cat as a character. Like, it does not.
No, it's a cat playing
or weird. Yeah, it's cat.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
Like watching a cartoon character. It's like
Ed the Sock, or you don't know Ed the Sock, right?
No, but. Maybe a Courage the Cowardly Dog kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say or Courage. It's like the Muppets.
Yes,
they're just characters. They're just
yeah. If there was a Muppet Kermit. Live stream, like if there was Bert and someone was puppeting Bert, like I would totally yes.
That's Bert. It's not a yeah. Okay, we're on the same page. So I'm gonna ignore his whole Doom thing. The second one. Do you need to play the other Twisted Metals? No, Twisted Metal Black is a standalone game.
Sweet.
You don't need to know any backstory, nothing. I mean, it helps obviously because you know but the characters are like same. It's like the alternate world thing. They're the same characters but different at the same time.
Oh yeah,
like Sweet Tooth is always an ice cream truck, but the story behind the driver is different.
That's right. You were telling, yeah, that's cool, man. So go right to Black.
Go right to Black. It's the best one.
Straight to Black. Go to Vegas.
Avoid the PS3 one, the PS3 remake, the new one they made for PS3. Avoid it. Right. Not good. What makes the cars is the driver. You can't just take the driver and put him in a fucking motorcycle. It defeats the whole purpose of the game. Oh, I hated that game. And they had races. It's a combat car game. Why is there races? Terrible. Awful game.
I personally think there should be races, but I guess we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah, you would think everyone wants to be racist. Play on words. All right, that's the end of the podcast. The name of this podcast episode is called Racist.
Speaking of racist, though.
Oh, boy.
Go check out the rap group Das Racist. They are the best.
Okay.
They're amazing.
I thought you were going to be like, you know, speaking of racist, go check out Zarek's fucking live stream.
No.
He is not a racist, although I'm sure he plays racing car.
Das Racist is they're an awesome rap group. I forget where they're from. They're from Brooklyn, but I forget their ethnicity. They're it's fucking awesome. I listened to them like 10 years ago or so. I just thought it was really funny, and now I wish that they were still around because that name would.
Well, I was supposed to message you something to remind you, and I want you to message me what that is. I forgot what I was supposed to originally message you. Exactly.
Maybe?
I don't remember. I'll listen to the podcast later.
Yeah. But that's going to be it for the show. If you'd like to contact us, you can send us an email at classicelite.com. That's classicl337. Or you can go to our website and click contact us. That'll send us an email. That's at classicelite.com, classicl337.com. Our RSS, you know, feed is there if you want to subscribe, or any of your podcast apps except for Spotify. We will get there. You should be able to find us for the most part. We recommend if you're an Android user, Podcast Addict, just because I personally like them. They're not a sponsor or anything. I bought their app. I just like it. So I think that's going to be it for the show. Our social media handles are Classic Elite everywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We have Amazon affiliate links, so if you want to support the show, if you go to Amazon and buy something through the links, or if you buy like our microphones that we have individually linked, we get a commission on that. And we want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro musics. And that's going to be it for episode 313 of the Classic Elite Podcast, and we'll see you next week for episode 314.
Bye.